October 19th, 2007. Normal, Illinois. There's a Target across the highway from my hotel, and I was there looking for pens when I came upon an aisle marked Halloween Alley. This was where the candy was, in these dinky two-sip cans of Coke and Sprite, mini sodas, I guess you could call them. I was just thinking of buying some when a motion-detecting, life-size skeleton piped up from the wall behind me. "Nice Halloween mask," he said. Then, "Oh, that's your face!" What made him so funny was his accent. That and the fact that he really seemed to tickle himself. At the end of every sentence, the skeleton would let loose a bark of laughter and follow it by rolling out his tongue. "I'd go inside with you, but I don't have the guts." I'm sure there are funnier things in life. But at that moment, standing in the Target with a dinky cola in my hand, I'd be damned if I could think of them. Thank you.
Snigger clone?
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Normal, Illinois. There's the Target. Bah, bah, bah. David Sedaris. Stealing my material. I was talking about the Target skeleton years before him. God damn it. His voice bugs me. I mean, I know a lot of you guys love David Sedaris. I've read some of his books. They're very funny, but for some reason, his voice drives me crazy. Normal, Illinois. There are funnier things in life, but at that very... I can't get as high as he can. The first time I heard him, I was like, what, is something wrong with my audio player? My... I don't know what I was using at the time. iPod or something. What the hell? Is this a woman? Like an elderly woman or something? Nah, I'm a little annoyed. Yes, Demented back here with you for a very special Halloween episode of DV. It's not very special at all. I've got nothing for you. Halloween themed, really. Aside from BB wishing us all a happy Halloween in a retarded way, of course. But before that, I've got a very special and important message from BB.
Hello, people of the world. Halloween is among us, and little witches, little goblins, and little critters will be running around the street.
Critters.
So remember to watch out for them. And remember, do not drink and drive on Halloween. Do not drink and drive. Never, ever, ever, no, ever.
I just have to say, yeah,
always.
Shut up, BB, for a second. Yeah, trick-or-treating is at like 5 in the afternoon, right? It's after parents get back from work, but it's still daylight. And by the time the sun sets, it's over with. They make trick-or-treating so early now. So I don't think, drunk driving is really a big issue on Halloween, is it? You don't see many 5-year-olds, going door-to-door at 2 a.m. after the bars close.
Get a designated driver.
Yes.
That's coming from BB890.
A man who will never get a driver's license because they don't issue them to the retards.
Yep. Please, pass this around. I want the whole world
the
to see this video.
The only thing cars are useful
always get a
to BB is like for licking windows.
Designated driver.
Delicious rear view mirrors.
Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, thank you very much, BB. Now, BB's been very prolific. He has a new Halloween song for us all. Wishing us a happy Halloween, I guess.
Hello. Hang on.
BB's
in a costume after candy. Sugar works just like caffeine. Running crazy, screaming wildly. Get some more candy on Halloween. Oh, the candy, oh, so yummy. Get some more on Halloween. I will eat it till I lose it. Oh, candy on Halloween. Go door to door, trick or treat machine. Ring the doorbell and
call right.
9-3. Get some more candy on Halloween.
All
right. The candy, oh so yummy. Trick or treat on Halloween.
I hear that as a dance hit. In my mind, a little remixing.
It's October. It's October. Jack-o'-lanterns are glowing. Jack-o'-lanterns are glowing. Halloween. Halloween. Jack-o'-lanterns are glowing. Glowing. Halloween.
All right.
Ooh.
I've got... Okay, thank you, BB. Speaking of U-tards, I've got some very sad news. Everyone's dying. Birds are dying. First, my dad, and now a registered sex offender. What's this world coming to? So sad. Yes, Ed Oram. I don't know if you remember Ed Oram. Here he is talking about a back scratcher. He's a creepy old man. He made tons of videos. We talked about him years ago on the show. Here he is. He's naked, using a toilet brush as a back scratcher.
Toilet brush is the best.
Got like crazy man hair.
When you live alone,
missing teeth.
When you live alone, you know it's hard to scratch your back. Well,
no one wants to be with a kitty fucker.
It's just sad that you can't have somebody scratch your back. Yeah. My dogs,
the
Buddy
younger,
Buster and Lady, they don't care. They jump up on me. Look at this.
Now, this video goes from creep... Like, it just progressively gets more and more creepy. It's really my favorite Ed Oram video. Because, first of all, you know, he's shirtless with that wiry hair, crazy look in his eye, you know, missing teeth, using a toilet brush as a back scratcher, like, going into orgasm. Then he pans down to his dog, who is suckling on his, like, stomach and licking his nipples and shit. I've played this before many years ago.
Do you know why she's doing this?
Because you trained her,
you
sick perv.
Do you know why she's doing this? This precious little dog was taken away from her mother before she had a chance to suckle. Before she had a chance to suckle, this poor little baby didn't have a chance to suckle her mother. And so, since I got her as a little puppy a couple of years ago, she considers me her mother.
Oh,
yes,
great.
She considers me her mother.
All right, now, the reason why I'm playing this is because I got some very sad news. Oh, I didn't know Ed Oram had a girlfriend or a wife or something. I don't know when this all went down, but the wife or girlfriend of Ed Oram has been updating his YouTube account. You know, Ed Oram went to jail because he wasn't supposed to be using the internet to communicate because of, you know, the sex offender shit. So he's in jail for a few years, and his wife or girlfriend got on his channel and said, Ed Oram is very sick, need your prayers. And then she posted another video saying that it was lung cancer. And the most recent update is things are not looking good. He does not have very much time. So Ed Oram, I have a feeling, will not be producing any more videos. He won't be around by the time he is supposed to get out of jail. So there you go, a little Ed Oram update for you. What a depressing episode this has been. Retards and death. Actually, when I put it like that, it sounds just like every other episode of DV. But this is particularly dark. I've got some more depressing audio rolling right along. We've got a theme today. I never realized how much of a creep Max Hardcore was. We've talked about Max Hardcore. We've played clips of Max Hardcore porn. I always thought the women were down for this shit. I didn't think they were actually getting raped, but that's kind of what happened. I sort of understand now why he went to jail. Apparently in 2001, there was a British documentary all about Max Hardcore. And here is a scene about one girl's experience.
When we arrive, Max Hardcore is absent, but expected back soon.
Right?
The aspect of the house is immediately disturbing. the place unnaturally clean and smelling faintly of antiseptic, like a hospital.
It's been scrubbed down from the last scene.
The pressure is mounting on
15 minutes earlier, it smelled like shit and cum.
Felicity, as she reluctantly prepares for a shoot she's never agreed to.
All right, so wait, she reluctantly... Wait, what was that? She reluctantly...
The pressure is mounting on Felicity as she reluctantly prepares for a shoot she's never agreed to.
Why is she preparing then? If she didn't agree to it, you can't prepare for something you didn't agree to. You know, because, like, if you're preparing, it sort of means, like, in anticipation of the event. So you know of it, and you're a willing participant of the whatever. These whores are just retarded. So, basically, you see, it's a great shot of this, of a bathroom. You sort of see, like, in the very back, she's in the shower. And then in the foreground, there's a two-pack of Fleet Enema, so...
We try to... discover the growth.
This is a
how
camera
far
ramp.
We can go. How far you can take it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can take even further, but you don't even know that. Right?
That is misleading the girls.
Right.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Oh, come
that's
on.
Like abuse.
How are you gonna discover if you like something if you don't push the envelope
a
bit?
That's wrong.
I've changed my mind. I like Max Hardcore. This girl's just a bitch.
What happens if she walks out?
She doesn't work today. Right. We all wasted our time coming over here. I wasted my time.
Max,
she's one of the things I really don't like doing.
You angry?
If she walks out, I will be.
Are you going to do it?
I've got to do it.
You don't have to do
I
it.
Do have to do it. I've been told I have to do it.
No,
if I don't do
it... Who told you that?
This, I might as well get on the plane tonight.
So you do have a... I hate that. I have to do it because they told me I have to. Or what? Or I leave. There's your choice. You do have a choice, you stupid whore.
When Max Hardcore finally arrives, Felicity, despite all her reservations, is there to meet him.
Okay, here, just put your hands down right there. There you go.
All right, this guy just walked in the room, and he's having her... he hasn't even introduced himself. Like, hey, I'm Max. Nice to meet you. He's bending her over and sticking his cock in her ass.
Okay, let's check this out here. Okay, give me your hand.
That's a handshake in the Max Hardcore Corporation. I like the way they do business.
Just rub it right like that. There you go.
I'm leaving. You sure? Oh, this is the introductory, is it? Yeah, hi, well, my name's Diz.
She's laughing.
So, yeah.
You want to be my friend?
No. I've heard horror stories about you. Yeah. This isn't no introductory. This geezer just wants to shag me.
This is how we check out your qualifications, miss. What did you say your name was?
Felicity.
Felicity.
What I was witnessing was truly disturbing.
Well.
And yet, Felicity carried on.
Are you scared?
Yes.
How come?
Because you're scaring me.
I'm scaring you? Why?
Because you're the only person that I've met before even shaking your hand. You've stuffed your cock up, mate.
Yeah.
All right?
We
succinctly put.
Prefer the direct approach.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
30 minutes into the shoot, Felicity suddenly breaks off from the scene. Although I didn't see it, Max Hardcore forced his penis down her throat and was suffocating her.
It was already in her ass. I mean, you had to have seen this coming. You didn't know cock gagging was going to be a part of it?
Richard does nothing.
I just can't fucking do
okay.
it. This is horrible and I hate it. I want to go home.
God. Max Hardcore's in there with her. It's time for a pep talk.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I'm just scared. I've got all these people here. I should feel so fucking safe, and I just don't feel safe.
Oh,
I'm feeling
God.
Confused. I'm
this is obviously her first porno. I mean, sucking cock is, you know, pretty standard shit. I would be more upset about the fact that he just jammed his cock up my ass before even saying hello
confused,
to me.
And I do not like being physically confused.
Look, are you a winner? Are you a good person?
This guy has obviously watched some Anthony Robbins tapes. I love that. Are you a winner? Come on.
I like to think so.
I'd like to think so, too. You're a good person, aren't you? You don't fuck all your friends. You take care of people, right?
Yeah.
You don't go out of your way to hurt people, right?
No.
Okay, you're a positive person,
yeah.
Right? You like to think you're...
I, on the other hand, am a monster. I don't care about you. I just want to fucking use every last one of your holes. So now that we know where each other stands, can I get back to jamming my cock in your throat and suffocating you?
Important, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll pay you. That's why you're a whore, right? That's why you got in this business. All right. Then just lay there and take it.
No.
Are you important?
I need to my daughter. Not to you lot, not to anybody else. I'm only important to my kid.
Well, then you're goddamn important. And you got responsibilities.
Why do you think I was here? Why do you think I'm making all this money up? Because you think I like it? Yeah, I like it, but I just don't like being abused. And if abuse is going to get me money,
it doesn't have to be that way. Every girl is...
It's the way you look at it. You know, you're only abused if you... think you're being abused, right? Is that how?
Maybe.
Is that his mentality?
Different. You're special. You're unique. You're a special person. You're an important person. You're very important. And you've got responsibilities.
Wow.
And people that have responsibilities are important. They do...
He really wants to fuck this thing.
They do the job. They take care of business. They say...
Well, yeah, all he would have to say is, look, we're just acting here. I'm going to act like, you know, I'm raping you, and you know, you can act scared, you can act, well, you know, whatever, and then we'll go out for pizza afterwards, and we'll laugh about it.
God damn it, I don't like it, but I'm going to do it. Find a way to win. Don't find a way to lose.
Find a way to win.
Baby, I don't appreciate
like,
your
this guy should be, you know, running seminars at the Holiday Inn or something.
I'll be honest with you, I do not... appreciate your fucking...
Some sort of like aloe product scheme, you know, thing. Sell my shampoos. Get five of your friends to sell them. We want only winners.
Effort on the job. Instead of fucking talking to us and treating us like reasonable human beings, you just fucking up and quit.
Now
when
he's mad.
I rushed my ass back here, I got shit to do. And, you know, in case you don't know, I got stuff to do. All the, those, my
I
two
got
guys
shit to
down
do,
there, I
got
to get one guy from fucking Malibu over here. Drive like fucking... you know, 100 miles to get the fuck over.
Well, his demeanor is quickly changing.
Here to do this fucking scene for you. And I don't appreciate...
Do this scene for you. I'm doing it for you.
Do your fucking effort, you know. Instead, he didn't even try. You're fucking... You talk about... This scene's disgusting me. You disgust me. Your fucking little fucking tiny effort.
Someone's not a winner.
Baby, I've done over fucking... about 500 fucking movies, and I have... only seen one other girl with less effort than you.
Ooh.
Put forth less fucking effort, less willing to fucking do anything to fucking do the job. One fucking scene, I've done 1,150 fucking 8 scenes. I've had one fucking girl walk off the set. You're a fucking loser. You didn't put no fucking effort into this. Okay, if something hurts you, fine, say something. But no, you don't say fucking nothing. You just jump the fuck up, I quit. Fuck that.
At this point, Felicity was persuaded to go on with the shoot.
His pep talk worked. This is fascinating. I want to watch the whole thing.
Why is she doing this?
Money.
After all she's been through, what drives her to perform in a movie in which she'll be deliberately hurt and humiliated?
She's not hurt. Cock gagging doesn't hurt. It's uncomfortable, sure. What? I mean, I'm not talking from experience. I'm just saying. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist. Now she's a winner. All right, freaks, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I will have an extended show just for Sideshow freaks. Thursday's program will be exclusive. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. I'm sorry, gagging on cock over here. Yeah, all right. I told you guys last week that I had a live audio stream running a bunch of old episodes of DV, and you can listen on your mobile device or at home, and A bunch of people were asking me about that because I put some information up on the show notes, but it's not complete. So I set up a little temporary website or a landing page, whatever you want to call it. So you can go there and easily click on a link and you can start listening to the stream, whether you're on your iPhone or Nokia or BlackBerry or Android device or at home. You can have a little Flash player up and running. The website is frequency.com, but it's spelled all crazy. FR3 instead of E, the number three. FR3AKWENCY.com. I'll put a link on the show notes today if you want to listen to a bunch of old episodes of DV live as they stream. Go to frequency.com. All right, 3 week stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, story comes from Portland. Washington County investigators have chosen not to file charges in a disturbing incident, I'm interested, involving pictures released on the internet of a Portland area woman and her boyfriend with a dead horse. The 21-year-old woman told Washington County Sheriff's Office detectives she wanted to feel one. Oh, she wanted to feel one with the horse. Okay. She wanted to feel one. After the horse had been put down and gutted, the woman undressed and crawled inside the carcass of the dead horse, naked, and took pictures to prove it. Now it's a Distorted View news story. I love horses, best of all the animals.
I do not care. I cut and gut them and crawl right in. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So stupid. All right. Where are we at here? The 21-year-old woman told Washington County Sheriff's Office detectives she wanted to feel one with the horse. At some point, you in your career, you say, yeah, I've seen a lot of bad stuff. You see this kind of picture and you realize maybe you haven't seen everything yet, said Washington County Sergeant Dave Thompson. In addition to the picture of the naked woman inside the horse, there are other photos. Yes, more, including one of the woman and her boyfriend holding what appears to be the horse's heart. Another shot shows them holding a piece of the horse in front of their mouth, posing as if they're about to take a bite out of it. That's a Facebook profile picture if I ever saw one. Arguably the most artistic photo of the group is a picture of the naked 21-year-old, blood-soaked from head to toe, standing over the horse's body she had just been inside. The couple told sheriff's investigators they fired a single shot with a high-powered rifle to put the horse down. Put the horse down. Their intent, they told investigators, was to humanely kill the horse and eat the meat. All right. The girl's mom says she now wishes the entire episode would just go away. The girl has received death threats, hostile contact from people across the country who have viewed the pictures and labeled her everything from a devil worshiper to a pervert. Both probably applicable. Her mother said she is neither, though. Washington County's investigation is suspended. There has been no evidence of any criminal activity. Are you allowed to just shoot horses? The horse was not abused, nor was it tortured. It was killed in what law enforcement considers one of the most humane ways to put an animal down, a single gunshot to the brain with a high-powered rifle. The horse likely never knew what happened. The meat was harvested and eaten. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
Finally, someone's putting the Bible to good use. In the movie Five Card Stud, Robert Mitchum hid a handgun in the Bible while playing a murderous preacher. In Fort Pierce, though, police reported finding a crack pipe in a Bible in a purse belonging to Tanya Sutton. Police encountered Sutton, 42, at about 11:30 a.m. on October 23rd. That's the perfect time to whip out a crack pipe, 11:30 a.m. It's a breakfast hit. Oh, maybe more of a brunch hit. All right, she was walking and had an open 16-ounce container of Colt 45 malt liquor. Classy. Yes, she's black. And no, that's not racist. That's TNB.
Get up! I'll buy back! Get the f*** up!
I know you better get out of my face! Out of my face!
Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB. Friend TNB.
For schnizzle, my nizzle.
The k sound comes at the end. The s sound comes in the middle. But what do people say?
Ask.
Yes. I need all of you right now on the count of three to say ask on three. One, two, three.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. Yeah, she was walking and had an open container of Colt 45 malt liquor, an alcoholic beverage advertised with the slogan, "It works every time." Police took Sutton into custody, and while searching her, they found a crack pipe hidden in her purse in a small Bible. The affidavit didn't state whether the Bible was the Revised Standard, King James, or NIV version. Further, it wasn't immediately clear whether Sutton was familiar with Five Card Stud, the 1968 Western in which Mitchum, in the role of Reverend Jonathan Rudd, toted a handgun and a Bible. Some might say that Sutton, accused of being found with a crack pipe and a Bible, may need forgiveness from someone other than the police. Mm-hmm. Sutton of the 400 block of North 15th Street in Fort Pierce was arrested on charges, including possession of drug paraphernalia and open container. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, here's your creep of the day, courtesy of Indianapolis. Indianapolis police are looking for a man who was caught on surveillance video breaking into a Westside daycare center and trying on girls' swimsuits. Now, a couple things here. How in the world would a little, like, 5-year-old girl's swimsuit fit a grown man? Either he's really, really petite, or there were some fatties in daycare. And really, who would want to molest a fatty? All right, police said the man tried on various girls' swimsuits before walking around the building in a 2-piece pink swimsuit. He found one he liked, the girliest one of all. He was inside for about 10 minutes before he jumped over the front counter and set off the motion detector alarm. Quote, after setting off the alarm, the suspect jumps back over the counter, changes back into his original clothing. Why not just leave the fucking swimsuit on? Time is of the essence. And leaves the business prior to employees arriving to check the alarm, said Indianapolis police officer Kendall Adams. There were several items disturbed, but employees are unsure if anything has been taken. You might want to check that swimsuit. Make sure there's no stains in there. Because, you know, if a guy gets off on wearing, you know, just wearing little girl swimsuits, he may have made a mess in that thing. All right, police said the man likely entered the business through the back window. Kidscape director, I guess Kidscape is the name of the daycare center. Kidscape director Jacqueline White said the intruder had to be specifically searching for the suits. He found the bathing suits in the bathroom. They were spare bathing suits our children use for sprinkler day. They weren't too hard to find, but they weren't hidden. He was described as white or Hispanic and 5 feet 5 inches to 5 feet 7 inches tall with long black hair and a ponytail. It certainly is troubling when you have someone who's trying on kids' bathing suits. Doesn't take anything at all that we're aware of, though, Adam said. Some parents of the children said they believe the daycare was safe because of surveillance cameras. I chose this daycare because I can come in here and watch each room and see what's going on. The cameras are everywhere. I feel safe. Said one parent, there are a total of 12 surveillance cameras that roll 24 hours a day. The intruder has some sort of compulsive, obsessive interest in kids. Maybe just kids' bathing suits. Is he a pedophile? He's not necessarily. A good, thoroughly clinic sexual history would have to be taken. Is he dangerous? We just don't know, said Carol Jurgensen Sheets, who is a certified sexual addiction therapist. I know Carol. Known her for years. She's helped me through some stuff. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. This is it. The moment you've all been waiting for. Maybe you'll get to hear your voice on Distorted View. What
a treat. Creamy Cox, that was Mail calling from Seattle.
Hi, Creamy Cox.
I got three quick things. First off, the Wall Street protesters, they're now shitting and pissing on people's doorsteps. And they're like,
I need to be a part of this I'm starting to like these guys now.
Being kicked out of the park. I guess it closes at 11 p.m. And they're like getting arrested for trespassing.
Well, you got to go somewhere.
They're obstructing.
Piss on a rich person's Porsche.
And I guess homeless people are stealing from these people. Some girl got raped in the Midwest. Her school like told her like to sleep in a tent with some dude.
Really?
Organizing it. You know, colleges like to be proactive. Yeah, she got raped, unfortunately. And second of all, you asked if we had superheroes. Yes, Seattle is proud of the black superhero named Jones.
That's a bad superhero name. I am the mighty Jones.
Pepper spray with him and douches people's faces. He's been arrested.
He douches people's faces?
Yes, he has. And he wears his underwear on the outside.
I like douches better.
superhero look. Black man.
That's like a, that's what a supervillain would do, right? I'm gonna douche your face.
Hey, it's Timmy Snaggletooth Henson, Houston from New York. Henson. I haven't called in a while, so I figured I'd get a little ring and tell you that I have nothing to say. Hmm. I am wasting time exactly.
All right, well, thank you. Moving on.
I'm fucking me. All right, look. I figured out how to fucking get the sideshow, but yet I can't figure out how to get it from the sideshow feed to my fucking iTunes. And I called Apple, and I'm so fucking pissed with
called
Apple.
Apple?
Like,
what the hell is Apple going to do?
My warranty bullshit, like, fucking expired. Warranty? And yet, you gotta...
My listeners are so stupid. They can't figure out how to get this. Okay, first of all, there's detailed instructions when you sign up. You just click on the RSS instructions feed. Basically, your username is your email address, right? But iTunes has a problem recognizing the at symbol or something. So you have to put like a percent sign and then a couple numbers or something. So basically, it's real simple. You just insert these couple numbers into your email. It's not your email address. And then you add the password. It's really simple when you follow the instructions. There's no need to contact AppleCare.
Pay more just to talk to somebody. It's $29 just to talk to support.
Really? I should start charging that for tech support for the sideshow. You idiots who like sign up 5 times in a row and then want money back. That's not going to happen. No, you're just going to have to deal with your 5 subscriptions. Seriously, every single... If you ever sign up for anything online or purchase anything, it always says... Click once. Don't click multiple times. Why would you do that? Right? You're gonna submit multiple orders at that point. But some people do because they're idiots. Or they have a crappy internet connection, or they can't wait 2 seconds.
Good evening. Hey Tim, this is Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
Who was I talking to about? I love doing the sideshow, and I love doing Distorted View for a living. But dealing with account shit and the stupidity of some people... Now, I realize it's not always the person's fault. PayPal fucks up occasionally. And sometimes when people switch from a month... They'll go from like a monthly account. And then they'll sign up for a yearly account before canceling their monthly account first. And then... Because when they cancel, then it cancels both of their accounts. And like, I realize occasionally that, there's going to be some fuck-ups with the system. But Jesus Christ, dealing with everyone's problems that they cause themselves is just...
I have kind of a random question for you
annoying.
Today. But it's something that I randomly happened to stumble upon while I was online. And I thought I'd ask you about it.
Oh, go right ahead.
I was searching for your name in Google just to see what comes up. And I... managed to come across this webpage that apparently you authored back in 2004, a few months before you started the podcast. In July or something.
I don't like where this is going.
But it was basically a production journal where you were writing about a video you did called Sorrow's Choice, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. But Sorrow's Choice is up on the Sideshow feed.
That's not the reason why I called. There was one part of the production journal that intrigued me, and it was
journal.
The fact that you had said that you made a video. It, apparently, it was a parody of a George W. Bush campaign ad for his 2004 presidential campaign that featured John Kerry eating a baby.
Yes.
And this intrigued me because... I don't think you've ever mentioned it on the show.
I don't believe
you've ever posted it or talked about it.
The timeline of Distorted View is pretty crazy. So, I was doing the show in one form or another from 1997 to around 2003. In 2003, I think that was the year that I hooked up with Sirius Satellite Radio. And I really felt like that was it because things didn't pan out, really. Didn't work out. And I was pretty much over Distorted View at that point, the show, the audio show. So I put that on hold, or I retired it, or I don't know what. I just stopped doing it. And I started focusing on, messing around with video. And I would produce, these short little, funny, supposedly funny, funny videos. And one of them was the one that this guy was talking about. And, you know, that was pretty much what I did in 2004. Just producing, just, you know, just messing around, learning how to do video stuff and editing. And I would post it up at distortedview.com. And then in 2004, I heard about podcasting and I said, wow, this is kind of cool. Maybe I'll give Distorted View one more shot. And the rest is history. But yeah, I don't know if I still have that video anywhere. I'll have to look for it.
Hey, Tim, I was wondering if you ever watched that show on Tim and Eric Austin Show.
Yes.
On the Adult Swim channel.
As a matter of fact, this ties in nicely to my video thing that I was just talking about. One of my first videos was called Now That's Innovation. And it's supposed to be like a... It was kind of like a Don LaPree character, and I was talking about a system for losing weight or something. I don't know. And that was one that Eric Wareheim talked about because I messaged him because they were doing videos. This was before they had their shows on Adult Swim. And, you know, just talking to him, getting feedback on some of my stuff, and he really liked the Now That's Innovation video and told me to check out some movie by the guy who did Talking Head, the band Talking Heads. I guess he did a movie. So we talked a little bit about that. But, I have seen Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Timmy Boo, what it do? This is New York from Houston. I was just calling, and I'm sure you've gotten about 35 calls already to let you know. That horrific porn clip you play with the sheep fucking and dick smelling for the goats or smelling dick for goat fucking or whatever it was. You played that before. I think it was a long while ago, but...
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure that you played
Yeah,
that.
You know, it's a combination of, you know, I've been doing this stupid program now for since 2004, and every day I play porn clips. I'm not going to remember them all, and plus I have a shitty memory to begin with, and it's, you know, not helping that I keep getting older.
You, Timothy Big Dick,
huh? Well, I like where this is going. We'll get to you in a second, sir. I did want to say that I ran into someone at Walmart... who recognized me from the show in the Columbus, Dublin area, I guess. So I can't remember his name because I don't remember. I don't know how to. I don't remember you. You are insignificant to me. No, I just, you know, I have a horrible memory. What can I say? I don't remember his name, but thank you. It was nice to hear from a listener.
You, Timothy Big Dick Hansen. Special member Magoo here. I got a quick thought. I'm way behind on the show. It's like almost a month. And, I just listened to the show where you're talking about people, like gay people, were getting mad at you for not coming down with a horrible expert. That's bullshit. One of the reasons that your show is the best is because you take the approach that South Park does with comedy. You make fun of it, period. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter who it's involved with. It's laughable. You make fun of it.
Wow. And, I guess.
You know, you don't censor your show, which is fucking awesome. You play everything and anything.
No, I mean, I hate people. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't condone what the guy's doing, but I'd rather just let him talk.
Yo, what up, Tim? Eric from Kansas.
Hi, Eric.
Calling to say hi.
Hello.
I'm glad you're doing well and back on the air and more fucking badass than everybody.
Of course. I'm a real rebel.
Something I wanted to let you know is that
you're a faggot.
I work at a Pizza Hut as a delivery driver, and they're having a contest, an employee contest, to create a new pizza recipe using only ingredients found in the store. And so I'm going to fucking start making a shitload of shit and try to win that big $100 grand prize.
Oh, good luck with
my
that.
My first submission is going to be called the Deep and Meaty. And it's going to be the deep dish crust with the meaty marinara sauce that they put on those pasta bake things. And then some Italian sausage, mushrooms, the fresh shredded Parmesan cheese.
Well, that sounds great.
And
I'm not exactly sure why you're calling in and telling me this. I mean, it's
a little
nice.
Of my own semen, which
there we
is
go.
In every Pizza Hut as a standard.
That's what made it a Distorted View voicemail call, the semen.
Little cracker lips, talked about bending lyrics, right? Poor Mo, he wants my fucking help. Poor Mo. Black guy just can't fucking say nothing. Punk song, poor Mo.
Poor man.
I don't know what's going on here. We'll just end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for all of the calls, I guess. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an O-God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monsters from this lab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, they did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash.
He
did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included the Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking. All were digging the sound. Igor in chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bearers were about to arrive. With their vocal group, the Crypt King of Five. They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. It seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist. Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist? Is now the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash! It caught on in a flash! He did the monster mash! Now everything's cool, Drax's a part of the band. My monster mash is the hit of the land! For you, the living, this smash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you! Yes! You can monster mash! It was a graveyard smash! It got on in a flash. He did the monster mash. Yes. Bubbling ooze. Nastiness. Happy Halloween.
That's so stupid.
Lord, I'm having a shit! Oh, I am scared!